This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
It's a Friday. Rick, bring it up. Oh, yes. A Friday here on You Better You Bet. Nick Costos with Mark Melusis. In for Kenny Barkley. Love my guy, the Moose. Great to be working with him today. Bring you the wagertainment up until 8 p.m. Eastern. Power Hour, hour number three. Four great guests still to come. A big WrestleMania roundtable for those interested coming up next hour. And even if you're not interested, we're going to tell you how to win money on WrestleMania. So you're going to love it. So keep it locked here. You Better You Bet. But for
love
now,
the vibe of the music.
Right? It's good, right?
Yeah, it's good.
I want to give Tyler, who gets credit for this? Rick gets the credit for the music.
Oh no,
right?
This is all me. This is all me.
Rick, do you agree with that? Is it indeed Tyler the one that gets the credit for the good music on the show?
For this one? Yeah, this was
This one's all me. Yeah, this one's me.
I like how Tyler, like, you never answer the damn question that's asked of you. I said overall, who gets the credit for the music? You're like, well, me. Well, actually, it's just this one.
Oh, and this recommends on me.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway,
most of the newer rejoin stuff is stuff that, like, when I'm not grabbing highlights and I have a minute, I try and find.
So, who gets credit for the final hour opening theme?
Me.
Then okay. Rick gets credit overall because that's the best piece of music that we play on the show. So I figured, Moose, something fun to do here on a Friday. We'll have lots of Masters conversation, lots of NBA, lots of Major League Baseball. Do a little NFL win total conversation. NFL win totals are out right now. Obviously, with the draft coming up, things are going to change. But, you know, given what we've got right now, you can find them over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers at BetRivers.com. We could go here for the next two segments and kind of give some of our favorite win totals for the upcoming NFL season. So I've got five that I really like. Not all overs. Got a couple unders mixed in as well. Mark Melusis, I know, has a couple. Moose, why don't you start us off here? Give us a win total that you like in the National Football League, over or under, and tell us why.
Okay, so I'm going to start locally where I'm from, Nick, where you're from, and that is New York. And I'm not going to go with your favorite team. I'm going to go with the other team. I'm going to go with the Jets. And I like the over for the Jets of 6.5. I think they can get to 7 wins this year, and for a couple of reasons why. Number one is, you know, yes, you're going to have a quarterback like Zach Wilson, who's going to be the second overall pick come later on this month in the NFL draft.
Is that what you're hearing, by the way? Because you talk to a lot more people about this kind of stuff than I do. Is that what you're hearing, that it is going to be Wilson?
Yeah, that is going to be Wilson. I mean, I think, I think it'd be stunned if it's anybody else. I think it's Zach Wilson. They wanted to see both pro days before they traded Sam Darnold to Carolina. That happened a couple of days ago. So it's going to be Wilson with the second overall pick. But here's the biggest reason why. I don't care what Robert Saleh, he might not be Bill Walsh. He might not be Bill Parcells. He's not going to be Bill Belichick. I'll tell you this, though. He is significantly better than the town idiot that was coaching them the past couple of years, being Adam Gase. So, I mean, I don't know what Robert Saleh is as a head coach, Costos, but I will tell you this. Whatever it is, it's better than what they had in Adam Gase. And for that very fact of, you know, they haven't overwhelmed people in free agency. I think they made a lot of smart moves. They've got a lot of high draft picks in the first three rounds of the next two NFL drafts, but specifically this one. They're going to address the quarterback position. They have already addressed the wide receiver position. They've got to address the offensive line. I do like where they're going as a team, and I think they can get that over 6.5 number, and I'm getting plus money right now. So I'm going to take the Jets over 6.5 for all those reasons I just mentioned.
You know, I really don't hate it at all. I actually kind of like it. And I love the Corey Davis signing. I love the Carl Lawson signing on defense.
Oh, great
I think
signing.
A really a really underrated pass rusher. And that's, I think, one of Ben, obviously, like you said, the fact that the coach had an IQ in the single digits didn't help, right? But I think that's been one of the big bugaboos for the Jets, you know, not just last year, but recently, right? The lack of a pass rush. So I think the Carl Lawson signing was a really good one for the Jets, kind of lost in the hype, obviously, of Corey Davis and Robert Saleh coming over as the coach. Moose, the one thing that concerns me from the Jets' perspective, and I do think this is an organization very much on the up and up, an organization with a ton of draft capital moving forward for Joe Douglas to work with. I think this division's going to be pretty good. Like, Buffalo's running it back with everybody. I'm pretty bullish on the Patriots. Now, their win total's 9. I don't know what I want to do with that here. It's been a 17-game season. Like, that's basically like they'll go over 500. So I don't know what I want to do with the Patriots right now, but they're going to be good. You know, the Dolphins, we'll see about Tua, but they have the potential to be pretty good again. I think that's the one thing, Moose, that scares me off the Jets is, like, it may not be – like, they may be better – obviously, they won 2 games last year. It's like they win 6 games and have a much better season, and you feel good about them heading into 2022 with Saleh and Wilson potentially. But that's the one thing that maybe gives me a little pause, is I think that division's going to be good.
No, and I can understand that. It's a fair point, especially if you're very bullish on New England and they were super aggressive in free agency. If you think that Tua is going to be significantly better at the quarterback spot than he was last year for Miami, getting replaced at times by Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then you obviously have the Buffalo Bills. So I can understand where you look at it and say, well, right now at the base of it, the Jets are the worst team. They're sitting at 6.5. How do they go get themselves to 7 in a 17-game season with what they have to face? I just got to tell you, they were so horrendously coached last year, and they had, at certain spots on their roster, it was the equivalent of an expansion roster when you looked at the talent on that team. And now, listen, Joe Douglas was the general manager a year ago. They're going to be significantly improved. And I do think Saleh and his staff, they're going to be so much better coached game in and game out, that I think they, in a 17-game season with the game ahead on, is going to be against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'll get to them here in a little bit, is one of my other picks here, Nick. But I think they can get themselves to 7 victories. So I'm going to take the over 6.5.
And here's what we do know. And Moose, you said it perfectly about Robert Saleh. We don't know if he's going to be Bill Belichick, but he's going to be better than the last guy.
Yeah,
because he can't be worse. Because he can't be worse. Let us know. My
4-year-old son could be better than Adam Gase, and he hasn't even watched a football game.
Well, Moose, I mean, this is kind of like one of, like, the running, like, shticks that I do on the show, is literally find some, like, stone high school, like, a college freshman who plays Madden, and let him make the decisions. He'll be better than Adam Gase. Like, taking bong hits on the couch and eating Cheetos will make a better job than Adam Gase. Let us know on YouTube in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Give us one of your favorite NFL win totals. Maybe we'll read it. And then again, maybe we won't. I'm going to stay in New York, Moose, for my first win total. And I am a huge fraud here, because I go on Moose's show on WFAN and I talk about, you know, how I hate Dave Gettleman, which is true. But I have to acknowledge the Giants GM, Dave Gettleman, that I think he's had a great offseason. And, like, it doesn't pain me to say that because I love the Giants, but I have been killing him for a long time here. I really think he's done a great job this offseason, right, with the signing of Kenny Golladay. People be like, oh, well, they overpaid him. Guess what? Not my money. I don't care how much they paid him. All I know is that he's a good receiver, and they desperately needed a good receiver. Love the Adoree Jackson signing. I don't know if Kyle Rudolph's great anymore, but, like, he's serviceable. He's a good blocker, red zone target for a terrible red zone offense. If Evan Engram has the drops he's again, you've got a guy who's reliable, at least, in Kyle Rudolph. Leonard Williams coming back. I don't care that they mangled it, which they did. The fact that he's going to be there on the field. Danny Shelton, I don't know that he could replace Dalvin Tomlinson, but, you know, an adequate member now in the middle of that defensive line here. The Giants' win total is 7 right now. I think this team can definitely win 8 games and go 8-9, maybe 9-8, if Daniel Jones is decent. I like the Giants over 7 most. Yeah.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Like, you do. Bad. I mean, everyone knows the hatred that Costos has for Gettleman, right? And even last year when I was professing my love for Joe Judge, Costos would be like, listen, Moose, I love you. But, I mean, you're just over the top with the affection for Joe Judge. So Dave Gettleman and the Giants, in the span of basically a couple weeks, went from basically zeros to heroes this offseason. And for Nick Costos, he's taking the over for Big Blue. Last year, Jones stinks. Now he can get him to 9 victories this year in a 17-game season. I mean, there you go. There you go. Costos is on board the Gettleman bandwagon.
I guess I am. I can't front.
In Dave, I trust.
I don't know about that. I mean, if he takes a running back with like the 11th overall pick or 12th, whatever they have here, I'm gonna be real pissed. I kind of hope it's a wide receiver. It'll probably be like someone big because that's what he likes. But yeah, I'm kind of bullish on the Giants a little bit for next year. You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network Friday. Nick Costos and Mark Malus is in for my guy Ken Barkley doing some of our favorite NFL win totals. Way too early win totals for next season, but everyone loves the NFL draft. Less than 3 weeks away, by the way. I kind of want to stay in the NFC East here, but I'm going to hold a team in the NFC East for the next segment. And instead, I'm going to go to the AFC South moves for my second one.
Okay.
I'm feeling really good about Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. This team's got some talent, man. And you're going to add Lawrence, a guy we've been talking about literally since he basically stepped on campus in Clemson as being like surefire first round, maybe first overall NFL draft pick. You add Lawrence to this team. I like the Marvin Jones Jr. signing, giving him another weapon in this receiving core. They have 7 picks in the top 130 of the upcoming NFL draft. Major talent infusion coming to the roster. Shaq Griffin signed to play corner opposite C.J. Henderson, one of their 2 first-round picks last year, along with Caleb Onchason from LSU. Josh Allen rushing the passer, the pass-rushing Josh Allen on the defensive side of the ball. And I know, like, some people think, like, Urban's going to be bad as a head coach. I think he's going to be great because I feel like Urban knows what he doesn't know. And he's going to be the CEO. He's going to manage the game. He's going to let his coaching staff kind of do their thing here. I think this team's going to be good, Moose, and I think they're going to benefit by the Texans being bad, obviously, maybe historically bad. We'll see about the Deshaun Watson situation here. I think Jacksonville's going to win 7 games next year. I like Jacksonville to go over 6.5.
Yeah, listen, I don't hate it. You know, honestly, Nick, I don't. I could see them getting themselves to 7-10, year one, Urban Meyer. You know the work ethic that he has as a coach. Trevor Lawrence has been this generational thought of, you know, collegiate prospect, pro prospect for the last 3 years. We've been waiting for him. He'll be the first overall pick in 3 weeks. So, yeah, I don't hate it. I think when you factor in and you look at the Houston Texans and everything they're going through now with Deshaun Watson, I could see the Jacksonville Jaguars getting themselves to 7 victories. I'll give you a team in the AFC before, you know, we move back to the NFC. I like the Indianapolis Colts over 10. Yes.
I don't like Wentz, but go ahead. Tell us why. You took a little Daniel Bryan there with the yes. I like that.
No, I did get
ahead of WrestleMania.
That's an ode to WrestleMania. So here's why. I think Wentz is going to bounce back. I really do. And I understand he was thin-skinned in Philadelphia, listening to everything. And I don't think Carson Wentz could ever mentally overcome the fact that Nick Foles won that Super Bowl with that Eagles team, beating Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Put that aside, he now lands in a soft landing spot with Frank Reich, who believes in Carson Wentz, the quarterback. They've got to do a little retooling of the offensive line with the retirement of Costanzo. We know the defense is fantastic. Jonathan Taylor is a stud rookie running back, and he's got playmakers on offense. They brought back Hilton in free agency. So I look at this Indianapolis team now with Carson Wentz. If that was a playoff team with Phillip Rivers, you know, I think Carson Wentz is a guy that Reich believes in. I think they're going to win 11 games plus 17 game season. Give me the Indianapolis Colts over the 10, and I'm getting plus 110 right now. I think the Colts are a playoff team in 2021.
I guess it all comes down to this, you know, Captain Obvious statement of the year. It really does kind of all come down to Wentz. Like, if Wentz is going to have a good season, I think you're probably right. I think they're going to be really good. I'm kind of, I don't know. Jury's kind of still out for me with Carson Wentz. He would look, let's not mince words. It's not just that he's thin-skinned. The dude was brutal last year. Like, he was
terrible.
He was horrendous. And like
the offensive line, though. But Nick, the offensive line was horrendous as well.
That's true.
How many different guys did they have starting on that offensive lineman? I mean, at times they were pulling guys off the street to start at tackle and guard. I mean, he didn't have a consistent offensive line. You're right. He was not good. And the year before, he was throwing at guys like you and me at the wide receiver spot.
Yeah, it was me, you, and then Greg Ward. I think that's what it was.
Yes, that was it.
And then Travis Fulgham. Do you already have it down where like you're like on the 17 game season at this point, and like you're like 7-11 instead of like or 7-10?
No. I think when I was talking about the Jets, I said I think they can get to 7-9. So obviously no.
So there are some people in space that still say Oakland for the Raiders and San Diego for the Chargers. So I think we're ahead of the curve here a little bit.
Yeah, I don't still do that with the Raiders and the Chargers, but it's going to take a little while to look at a season and not think about 8-8 and think about 8-9, or not think about 7-9. You're going to go 7-10. It's going to be a little odd. It's going to take some time to get used to that.
Yeah, it's like the symmetry of the universe has been thrown off its axis. We can't have 8-8 teams anymore in the National Football League. Take a quick break here, and when we come back, more over-under win totals that we really like. And I'm going to tell you an under I like, featuring a team with a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number two of the show, WrestleMania Roundtable. Adam Silverstein from CBS Sports giving us his picks for WrestleMania. Night one, Saturday night, night two on Sunday. Matt Moore from the Action Network also coming up next hour, talking all things NBA. Power Hour, hour number three, all our picks for baseball and basketball. We got a loaded show coming your way. But for now, it's Nick Costos and Mark Belousis finishing up our conversation on some of our favorite NFL win totals, overs and unders, for next season. So, Moose, I teased going into break talking about a team I want to go under on that features a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. Do you care to guess what that team is before I tell you?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I guess it was pretty easy to guess, right? I mean, it wasn't going to be Brady and the Bucks, right? I'm not going under on them.
It wasn't going to be Rodgers and the Packers.
No. Although I do think that they're going to be worse than they were. I actually might end up playing under on the Packers, believe it or not. I actually might do that.
Really?
10.5. I might.
You don't think Rodgers can get to 11-6 next year?
I think that in order for it to happen, he's got to have like the season that he had last year, which is not impossible, obviously, but I don't know if it's likely. Like, let's see what they do in the draft first. Like, if they actually like try and like get some people that can play like this season for them instead of adding a quarterback, which I don't necessarily think was like a terrible move for the team. Like, Jordan Love is good. It doesn't matter, but like did nothing for them last year, obviously. So I don't know. I'm not sold on the Packers going over for next year. Doesn't mean I think they're going to go under. But I guess it could have been Green Bay. So for me, it is Pittsburgh. The win total is 8. And again, it's a 17-game season now. So they're projected right now to go under 500, the Steelers. And I got a couple of reasons why I think they're going to go under. And not only, Moose, do I think the Steelers will go under. This might be a little hot takey, but I actually think it's true. Now, there is a condition for this, what I'm about to say. If Joe Burrow plays the entire season for the Bengals, and we're hearing that like his rehab is on track to start after like the Chase Young blew his leg up last year in the regular season. If Burrow plays the entire year, I think the Steelers are coming in last in the AFC North. I think that's the last place team in the division. Browns are better.
Wow.
Browns are better. Baltimore's better. And if Burrow plays the entire season, Cincy's going to be better. Like the wheels have come off for Ben Roethlisberger. And I know Randy Fichtner was an awful offensive coordinator. That offense had no imagination. They couldn't run the ball. They also had a quarterback who was scared to get hit and wouldn't throw the ball down the field. And I think it's questionable to bring him back. And the fact that Mason Rudolph's still the backup, if Ben gets hurt and has to miss time, is insane to me that they didn't address the backup quarterback spot, or haven't yet at least. I kind of think the Steelers are going to – I don't know if they're going to stink, because that implies they're going to be really bad, but wouldn't bet the over. I think I'm going to go under Moose on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, don't hate it, especially if you think, Nick, the Bengals are going to be a better football team. Don't hate it, and how could you love the way that Roethlisberger looked a year ago? So, you know, I don't think that's really hot take-ish at all. I mean, I think it's – you look at that division, the Browns are a better football team. The Baltimore Ravens are a better football team. And Cincinnati is going to be on the upswing with a healthy Joe Burrow coming off major knee surgery, but still a healthy Burrow. That offense is clearly going to get better. We'll see exactly what they do with the fifth overall selection, too, 3 weeks from now in the NFL draft. So I don't hate that. Let me throw another one at you that I like. Back to the NFC and back to the NFC East. I like the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm going to take the under for the Philadelphia Eagles of 6.5 at +110. I mean – You like the Giants, and I like that pick. I'm going to take the Giants over as well. I think the Cowboys will clearly be better with a healthy Dak Prescott. I look at Washington, even with Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Washington defense is legit. I love Terry McLaurin. Gibson running the football. Offensive line's A-okay. I think Fitzpatrick in that offense will work. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to be an absolute dumpster fire in 2021. It has nothing to do with whether or not Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback or not. I just don't think there's a lot of talent on that team. I really don't. And even the owner is preaching patience and saying that it's going to take a little bit of time here. So even with Howie Roseman still being down there in Philadelphia and retaining his job, amazingly enough, I'm going to take the under 6.5 for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think 6 victories is their ceiling in 21.
Maybe people nicer than me would not say that it was karma, that this will be karma for the Eagles for what they did in week 17 against the Washington football team. But I'm not nice, so I'm going to say it. When the Eagles stink this year, I want everyone to remember that, including our technical director, Bill Matz, who's a big Eagles fan. Just remember when your team stinks this year that it's all karma, that what goes around comes around for you lying, cheating frauds. And can't curse on terrestrial radio. Very angry still at the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're going to stink too. And by the way, you know what would be great if the head coach could put a sentence together? Not good when he gets up there and like is mumbling through a press conference introductory with the Philadelphia media. Very bad. So I'm kind of with you there on the Eagles. And actually, I want to pay off your Eagles under by giving another over in the NFC East. I like the Washington football team a lot. And we've been talking about this on You Better You Bet, Ken and I, and I think I talked about it with you on your show on WFAN Moose. You know, we were saying in the weeks leading up to free agency, if Washington can get like a legit quarterback, and that's not to say that Taylor Heinicke can't be legit. He had played very well, obviously, in the wild card loss against Tampa Bay. But if they can get like a proven starting quarterback, like the roster's really good. They've got like awesome weapons. Like I love McLaurin. I love Gibson. Love some of the other young skill position players that they have in Washington. I think Logan Thomas is a really good tight end. Some of the young wide receivers started to flash as the season went along. And the defense is obviously great. Rivera is a really good coach. Culture's changing for the quote unquote for the football team. If they could get a quarterback, I think this team could do a lot of special things potentially. Well, they got a quarterback, and Fitzpatrick's not going to be scared to wing it down the field. Like it ain't Alex Smith, you know, the knight from Monty Python playing on one leg here, who won't throw the ball down the field and can't throw the ball down the field here. I think Washington's got the potential to be really good. I like them to win the NFC East this year. That's my pick to win the NFC East right now is the football team. The over-under is 8. I think it should be 9. I will go over Moose on the Washington football team.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I do, especially if you believe in Fitzpatrick. I think that is a solid pick, Nick. I think Washington can easily get themselves to 9 victories in 21. I think they're – and they don't need Fitzpatrick to be great. I mean, that's the other thing. They don't need him to be brilliant in order to get to those 9 victories, because there's a lot to like about that Washington team rolling back. I'll throw you another one. I like the Rams over the 10.5, and I'm getting plus 123 right now for my money. I love Stafford. I love Stafford at this stage of his career, going to Los Angeles with that coach – with that offensive system. And I think we're going to learn just how restricted that offensive system was with Jared Goff at quarterback as compared to what they're going to do with Matthew Stafford. Now, I understand Stafford has a penchant to getting hurt. He's a tough guy. He does play hurt. We know how good that defense is, and they've got, all pro players on each and every level when you look at it. Well, defensive line at the corner spot. I think they'll be able to throw it all over the place. I think Stafford's going to have a huge year throwing the football. I think Seattle takes a little bit of a step back. I got to see Jimmy Garoppolo remaining in San Francisco before I believe he's going to be there. I love the Rams at over 10.5. I think they're going to be a team that wins at least 11 or 12 games in 21.
You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Mark Velous, going over some of our favorite NFL win totals for next season. You think Stafford, if you think the Rams are going to be that good, and I think that they can be, the only question is, like, can Stafford stay healthy for the entire season? It feels like he misses a couple games every single season. But I'm with you, where if he stays healthy, this could be the best team in the NFC, like, along with, Tampa Bay, obviously, with Brady and company running it back. What about Stafford MVP? Like, is that a bet you'd consider making here? Because I'm with you, like, I kind of feel like the gloves are off a little bit Like, he's going to be playing with a head coach and play caller that I think is going to take advantage of his strengths. They signed DeSean Jackson to take the top off the defense. Even if he only plays like 10 games during the season, that's a win. Like, the weapons that they've got, Cam Akers is awesome. An offensive line that's pretty good. Good defense. I don't know. I kind of like Matthew Stafford MVP a little bit. What do you think about that?
I love it. I mean, Nick, I love it. I mean, I really do. And I think people don't really understand. I mean, people in Detroit understand it. I understand the National Football League is a national brand. We all care about what everyone's doing across the league. But I think Stafford's been maligned by too many people about being, he's not that good. No, nonsense. I mean, Matthew Stafford is a really, really special quarterback that has dealt with a lot of garbage in Detroit and has played through very, very difficult situations. He now lands in a spot where he wanted to go with a very, very quarterback-friendly head coach. I think they're going to throw it all over the lot. I think as conservative as you saw the Rams get, I think it was because of a severe lack of trust in Jared Goff to be able to take care of the football. I think they're going to get really creative throwing it. Nick, I'm sharing a brain with you. I love that. To steal a line from our buddy Adam Schein, I mean, I love that. I think that is a bet that I would clearly make taking Stafford MVP of the league.
And I forget who the reporter was. It was a great kind of – my apologies here. Tyler, if you can look it up and just type it in the chat. A reporter for ESPN wrote, like, an unbelievable story about, like, the deterioration of the McVay-Goff relationship and how it got so bad that McVay didn't trust Goff that, like, McVay would just, like, browbeat him on the sidelines and Goff would just kind of, like, stand there and then silently and then walk away. Like, I feel like the McVay-Stafford relationship is probably going to go a little better. That would just be my guess. Especially year one coming up in Los Angeles. I'll give you one. Lindsay Theory was the woman that wrote it. And it's I think I talked about it the day that it came out. If you can find that article on ESPN.com, it's tremendous with a lot of great details in it. Lindsay did a fantastic job with the research on that article on McVay and Goff and the deterioration of that relationship. My last one, man, I really wanted it to work in Las Vegas for John Gruden. I think he's a great character. When the Raiders are good, the NFL's better. It ain't working. It just ain't working. Like, it's so weird what they've done this offseason. Like, the offensive line was actually, like, a strength of the team. So, you know, let's basically get rid of all our good offensive linemen. Very weird. The drafts have been bad. I've heard from people that are connected in the NFL that it's not Mike Mayock making the picks, that Gruden's the one that's actually making the picks. That's how you get Cleveland Farrell at fourth overall and Jonathan Abram, who's a box safety in the year of our Lord 2021. Absolutely useless as first round picks here. And I look at the AFC West. Chiefs are definitely better. Chargers are definitely going to be better. I'm not convinced that the Broncos are entering next season with Drew Locke as the starting quarterback. And even if they do, I got more faith in Vic Fangio than I do in John Gruden. So my final one quickly, Mark Malouzis, give me under on the Raiders 7.5.
Like that. Like it. I mean, I agree with you. I'm rooting for Gruden and the Raiders to be good. I just don't see it. And he should trust Mayock making those player picks. One last quick one before we go to break at the top of the hour here, Nick, that I'll throw you. We talked about the Rams and the Niners. One more. I think I would take the under Seattle Seahawks at 9.5. I think 9 is their ceiling for the Seahawks this year. Everything going on with Wilson and the team, I think a little bit of a regression. Give me under 9.5 for the Seahawks.
I think I'd rather go under on the Arizona Cardinals if I had to do one of those teams in the NFC West, just because the head coach, he might look like Ryan Gosling, but he's got oatmeal for brains. It's absolutely terrible. Hour number one done here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we're going to do a little WrestleMania on the show. We're going to give you picks, tell you how you can win money on WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday night. It's all coming up next here. You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network.